Hebrew chapter 11, verse 24 to 29. Okay, ready? 我们一起念。摩西因着信长大了，就不肯称为法老女儿之子，他宁可和神的百姓同受苦海，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财物更宝贵，因他想望所要得的赏赐。他因着信就离开埃及，不怕王怒，因为他恒心忍耐，如同看见那不能看见的主。他因着信就守逾越节，行洒血的礼，免得那灭长子的临近以色列人。他们因着信过红海，如行干地，埃及人试着要过去，就被吞灭了。感谢神，求神祝福他自己的话语。我们今天很高兴有本堂的孙牧师在我们当中证道，他证道的题目是忠心的侍奉。 We are very glad that Pastor Sun is going to deliver the message. The topic is faithful service. 现在把时间交给孙牧师。
弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to all.
今年教会的主题是长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
This year the theme for our church is that we will grow spiritually and to have the full stature of Christ.
刚才我们唱的诗歌
，The song we just sang，
都是以基督为中心的。
We all center on Christ.
啊，特别是诗班的献唱赐福救主。
Especially the choir anthem Blessed Jesus.
啊、真的是让我们的心、啊、再一次被提起来。
Once again, our hearts are moved.
我们都是被主的宝血所买赎的。
We are bought by the blood of Christ.、
啊、我们因此因着我们的信能够称义。
So by faith we can be called righteous.、
啊、我们可以成为神的儿女。
That we can be children of God.
我们也能够进入基督的身体。
We can enter into the body of Christ.、
啊、让我们、啊、能够成为教会。的弟兄姐妹
that we can be brothers sisters in the family of the church.
我们也接受圣灵在我们身上的工作，洁净了我们。
Also, the Holy Spirit has purified us.
让我们成为圣洁的子民。
That we can be holy people.
让我们也发觉神在我们的中间掌权。
That the Lord reigns among us.
他要我们做一个侍奉他的人。
He wants us to be one who serve him.
新约我们每一位弟兄姐妹都是侍奉神的人。
I hope that we can all be people that serve God.
我们都要活在他的面前。
We will live before him.
新约中间神也启示我们每一位蒙恩得救的人都要尽祭司的职分。
So that in the New Testament, God calls everyone that's saved to be a priest.
我们如何的侍奉呢？
How do we serve him?
我们今天要一起来思想。
Let us meditate on that today.
我们需要体恤耶稣基督的心肠。
We want to have the mind of Christ.
我们也对灵魂需要有负担。
We also have a burden for the souls.
于志龙跟麦穗香、他们回到中国。
Our brother Yu and his wife went to China.
因为麦穗香跟麦志涛的父亲
，because Sister Mac and her brother, their father,
在中国突然中风，73岁。
All of a sudden, the father who is 73, he had a stroke.
I'm sorry, 是心脏病，好像是
He had a heart attack.
Yeah. 结果就很短的时间就过世了。
So he passed away in a very short time.
哦，在我们心里面有一个很沉重的负担。
So every one of our hearts are burdened.
因为他还没有接受主。
Because he did not receive Christ.
我相信神也借着许多的事情发生，让我们来仔细的思想。
God will allow many things to happen so that we can start to be alert.
让我们按照神的心意来服侍。
That we will serve Him according to His will.
让我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
父神愿意把这个时间恭敬地交托在恩主的手中。
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to commit this time into your hands.
愿你向我们说话。
Pray that you will speak to each one of us.
愿主耶稣基督的名被高举起来。
That the Lord's name will be uplifted.
愿父神你的心意得到满足。
So that your heart will be satisfied.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
我们如何的来明白神的心意来跟随主呢？
How do we know the will of God and follow Him?
如何我们可以做一个忠心有见识的仆人呢？
How can we be a faithful servant?
我们今天读的希伯来书这一段十一章里面讲到摩西的侍奉。
In the chapter of Hebrews chapter 11, it talks about how Moses served the Lord.
摩西的侍奉是合神心意的侍奉。
His service is really pleasing to God.
神拣选他。
God has chosen him.
因着神的恩典，他可以跟随神。
Because of God's grace, he can follow him.
但是在他那一面，我们也看见他是非常谦卑的一个人。
We can also see that he is very humble.
他也愿意顺服神的旨意。
He's very obedient to the Lord's will.
他爱神，愿意付任何的代价。
He loves God and he's willing to pay any price.
他也爱人，他可以忍受任何的羞辱。
He also loves the people around him that he bears a lot of shame.
在希伯来书这边，我们看见他之所以可以服侍的原因。
In the book of Hebrews, we know that the reason that he can serve
因为他有极大的信心
because he has great faith.
他的信心是对神有信心
he has great faith in God.
因为神呼召他
because God had called him.
而且神必然成全
and God will complete his will.
啊，人如果没有信，不能得神的喜悦。
Unless we have faith, we cannot please God.
因为到神面前来的人
Because all those that come before God,
必须信有神
they should believe that He exists.
但是还有一件
But one more thing,
那就是要信他是赏赐我们的
That is, He will reward those that seek Him.
这就是我们很多时候没有到神面前来的原因
But that's the reason a lot of times that we're not coming close to God.
因为我们不知道神要赏赐我们
Because we don't know that God is going to reward us.
可是要回应神的这个呼召。
But in order to answer God's calling,
是要有一个信心的表现。
We should have faith.
这个信心的表现啊，中间有四样事情我要跟大家分享。
The showing of our faith is in four points.
摩西他第一件事情要做的就是要舍弃。
The first thing is that Moses, he has to give up many things.
神要祝福我们，但是我们的手都瞒了我们的自己，我们的整个的人都瞒了我们自己，神不能祝福。
God wants to send you many blessings, but your hands are so full you cannot receive it.
摩西所放下的是什么？
What did he give up?
他本来在埃及的王宫可以得到当时的权力、地位、财富、享受。
All the status and the riches and the power that he had in the Egyptian palace, he gave them all up.
大家晓得今天的埃及是什么？
So what is it today in Egypt?
我们每一个人今天活着，在这个世上，这就是圣经中间的埃及代表的世界。
So it really represents the state that we're living in today.
而且这个世界的享受，就是埃及所能给我们的。
The enjoyment of this life.That is the Egypt in our lives.
摩西他有最高的享受，但是他舍下了。
Moses, he could have all of that, the most enjoyment, but he gave them up.
啊，那天有弟兄我们在一起谈起来，现在人多么浪费。
So the other day we were talking how lavish we are. We are so we waste a lot of things.
他们说他们出差的时候住那个旅馆一天他让我拆多少钱
So he said when I'm out on business you know you guess how much one night is the hotel that I stay in
他说不是他是他同事所以他没有这样
He said, oh it's not me it's just my coworker
但是他也可以这样
But he could have had that too
我说大概150块钱
maybe $150 I guessed
他说 差得太远了。
He said, "Oh no, that's far."
他说四百多块。
Oh, actually, it's $400.
啊，他说我们坐飞机临时要出去的时候，你猜多少机票钱来回
？So we buy our tickets in the last minute, and you know how much that costs?
我想想，我到德国去宣教，这四百多块钱来回。
I thought, well, I only spent $400 when I went to Berlin.
啊，但是是坐在那个 coach 的 class。
But it's in the coach class.
哎，他们说，哦，我们坐的是啊，这个。头等舱啊
？He said, "Well, we rode on the first class."
啊，那是头等舱跟这个经济舱啊，飞机掉下去的时候是一样的结局啊。
So when if the plane falls, the first class and the economy class is the same if the plane falls.
啊，我也坐过头等舱的。
And I have been in the first class also in the plane.
我根本就觉得心里面非常的痛啊。
Actually, I was really grieved.
啊，但是那是公司以前出钱，我们到日本去。
That was when I traveled to Japan on the account of my company.
啊，一点都没有啊，比那个经济舱有什么益处呢
？It's not really that much greater than the economy class.
虽然是舍弃，但是没有什么舍弃。
Although I gave them up, but it seems like it's not that much.
啊，我们对世上的事情没有一点舍弃的心智。
So we should have the heart to give up the worldly things.
啊，摩西第二件事情就是啊，他要回应神的呼召啊，是他的勇敢。
When Moses answered God's call, he was very brave.
他宁可与神的百姓同受苦害。
He'd rather be mistreated as his fellow brothers and sisters of the Israelites.
甚至到什么地步
？Even unto this point.
法老要杀他。
Even when Pharaoh wants to kill him.
这是圣经上面写到的。
That's recorded in the Bible.
今天有一个人要杀你。
So today, if someone is seeking your life.
你就会很害怕。
Then you'd be very fearful.
但是如果要杀你的那个人是一国之君。
But if that person is a king.
而且他有所有的军兵。
And he has all the soldiers at his command.
而且他只要一句话，你的就没有命了。
So if he orders that, then your life would be over.
你要敌对他的时候是需要勇气的。
So if you want to go, you want to be opposite to him, you would really require bravery and courage.
当摩西被呼召的时候，他带着这样的一个勇气。
So when Moses was called by God, he had that courage.
我们说有这两样已经够了。
So we say, wow, these two things are quite enough.
哦，还不太够。
Not yet.
神的仆人要召出来，还要经过第三个。
A servant of God should also have the third point.
摩西他就逃到米甸的旷野。
So Moses he went to the wilderness of Midian.
在外邦人中间做寄居的了。
So he became an alien in a foreign land.
这是一个孤单的经历。
This is a very lonely experience.
今天神呼召我们许多人，我们有一个孤单的经历。
So when God calls us, sometimes we are very lonely.
我们很喜欢在这里聚会。
We like to be in this meeting today.
因为我们有这么好的歌声，让我们能够参与。
Such beautiful singing, and we can join together.
而且我们可以听见我们唱不出来的啊歌声。
We can listen to what we cannot sing.
但是。当我们到工作场所，我们发觉我们很孤单了。
But sometimes when we are in our workplace, we are very much alone.
在中国人中间，90%多是没有信主的。
Among the Chinese, 90% are not believers.
甚至你在家里面的时候是非常的孤单的。
Even sometimes in your home, you are the only person.
因为我们有一个弟兄，他的父亲、母亲，他所有的兄弟都不信主。
We have a brother whose family, his father, brothers, they are all non-Christians.
他跟随主是付了代价。
So when he followed Christ, he really had to pay a price.
他也许一旦他的家人要把他赶出去的时候，或拒绝他的时候，他就更孤单。
Or if his family really forsake him, then he will really be lonely.
但是摩西还有第四件。
But Moses even have one more point.
这边讲到他为基督受的凌辱
，because of Christ, he suffered the mistreatment and disgrace。
今天我们最大的问题就是一点点凌辱我们就不愿意承受。
Well, today, if we, any bit of mistreatment, we cannot stand it.
不然我们每一个都是非常快乐的人。
Otherwise, we will be very happy people.
因为我们有神给我们的救恩。
Because we have a salvation from God.
我们有神给我们的一切的祝福、供应、应许。
We have all the blessing and promise from God.
我们有这么多弟兄姐妹。
We have so many brothers and sisters.
我们有永生的盼望。
We have the eternal life.
但是我们有的时候一点点凌辱我们就灰心丧胆。
But a little bit of discouragement will really make us despair.
这就是我们的服事不能够能忠心的原因。
That's why we cannot serve faithfully.
所以我们要有舍弃。
We have to forsake.
我们要勇敢。
We have to be brave.
我们要忍受孤单。
We have to bear the loneliness.
我们要面对凌辱。
We have to face mistreatment.
你也许说这些我都不喜欢听。
All of these I don't like.
我知道有些人说，那还有什么呢？
And many people say, what else?
但神在这里有一个应许给我们。
But God gave us a promise.
他说，你们所得到的是永恒的。
God said, what you get is eternal.
他说他摩西不愿意暂时享受最终之乐。
Moses, he did not want to enjoy the sin's enjoyment of sin, which is temporary.
他所能得到的是永远的福分。
What he gets is a blessing eternal.
第二方面，神的这个应许是带着一个非常大的一个赏赐。
And secondly, God's promise really comes with a reward.
因为有一天主人要邀请我们进到他的家。
Because someday the master is going to invite us into his home.
他会对我们说良善忠心的仆人。
He will say, you good and faithful servant.
我们有的人说我不在乎这句话。
And many of you say, I don't really care what he says.
后面还有什么话呢？
What else?
主也知道我们很软弱。
God knows our weaknesses.
他说，进来享受主人的快乐。
He said, come and enjoy what I have here.
所以所有的快乐神都赐给我们。
So all the happiness that is with the master we can enjoy.
这是一个荣耀的呼召。
This is a glorious calling.
今天这个呼召临到我们每一个人。
This calling is for each one of us today.
我们怎么样来面对？
How do we face it?
要面对，我们必须要预备我们的心。
To face this, we have to prepare our hearts.
这就是我们第二件事情要看的是摩西的心智。
That is the second point. We will see the will of Moses.
回应神的这一个惊人的属天呼召，不是一时的冲动。
To respond to this heavenly calling is not like a quick impulse.
要持续的经过了时间的考验，生命中间严格的锻炼。
We are continually tested through many, many days and time.
所以我们教会也是一个训练的地方。
So this church here is a training ground.
训练我们有一个刚强的心智。
To train us to have a steadfast will.
来服侍神
to serve God,
来接纳我们弟兄姐妹
to accept our brothers and sisters.
用的什么方式呢
What are the ways that God
第一个方式是
firstly,
大家都不喜欢的苦难
we don't like is suffering.
不感谢主今天主日学的时候大家讲苦难患难来到的时候怎么办
So today we talked about that how to cope with suffering in our Sunday school.
今天多少人参加主日学
How many of you were in Sunday school today?
Yeah, 有一些 yes. 有一些 yes. 教主日学你们也都不举手
And some of you are teachers, so I know.
感谢神
Praise God.
他们讲到了大卫的苦难
They say that how David suffered.
讲到了这个大卫虽然不完全了
Although David is not a perfect person.
因为什么不完全呢
But why is he not perfect?
撒母耳记上三十章里面讲到他有两个太太。
In 1 Samuel chapter 30, it talks about he has two wives.
都被人抢去了。
They were all took away by other people.
我们中间有人刚刚结婚。
We have some people who are newlyweds.
太太被抢去了，这个是很大的事。
So how would you feel if your wife is being taken away?
但是大卫在 不完全的中间啊，神的怜悯临到他。
But even if David was not perfect, but God's mercy is upon him.
为什么要临到他呢
？Why?
他倚靠神。
Because he trusts the Lord.
他在苦难中间倚靠神。
He trusted the Lord even in suffering.
而且他在苦难中间不倚靠他自己。
He did not depend on himself.
他求问神。
He asked God.
他凡事要转向神。
In everything, he turned to God.
神告诉他的时候，他会听从，会顺服。
So what God tells him, he will obey.
因为他的信服。
Because of his obedience.
他能够得到神给他的祝福。
He can receive the blessings from God.
他能看见他自己是一个蒙福的人而感恩。
He see that how blessed he was, and he gave thanks.
这个苦难对摩西来说啊，不是一般的苦难。
So this suffering is not the very ordinary suffering.
在他四十年被放逐的生活中
，When he lived in exile for 40 years，
在旷野里面牧羊
，In the wilderness he was a shepherd。
他在那里等候
，He was waiting for the Lord。
也许他再也不会再看见什么，就死在那个旷野。
Maybe he won't see anything different. He will die in the wilderness.
40年的时间过去了。
For 40 years passed.
在他所写的诗篇里面讲到。
In the psalm that he wrote.
他说人生只70年。
He said that at most you can live 70 years.
他强壮的只有80岁。
The strong people may live to 80.
他是强壮的，但是已经80了。
He's a strong person, and he lived unto 80 years old.
所以神那时候向他显现。
And yet God appeared to him.
今天有好多在我们中间的，觉得神已经不用我了。
Many of you feel that, oh, God is not using me anymore.
今天神要告诉你，他要用你。
But God said, I will use you.
如果我们愿意忍受苦难。
If you're willing to suffer.
如果我们愿意等候神。
If you're willing to wait upon the Lord.
永远没有太晚的。
It's never too late.
在摩西等候的时候，
When Moses waited,
他的遇见的艰难还没有他神用他的时候所遇见的艰难大。
He even met more suffering.
啊，当时啊，他要神要他召他出来的时候，
When God called him,
他遇见法老王跟他的臣仆不信他。
He faced the fact that Pharaoh will not take his word.
而且取笑他。
And even sneeze at him.
以色列人拒绝他。
And all the Egyptians, all the Israelites, they turn against him.
他的生命遭到死亡的威胁无数次。
So even his life was endangered many times.
神的百姓屡次向他发怨言。
So God's people complained and complained to him.
甚至因着缺乏食物水的供应向他争闹。
When they lack food or water, then they just complain to him.
你知道到什么地步？
Even unto this point.
他们要拿石头打死他。
They want to stone him.
今天好多人服侍主还没有被人家要拿石头打死就已经吓坏了。
So many of us serve the Lord, but we're not being stoned, but we're already very timid.
他的哥哥亚伦。
His brother Aaron.
跟他的姐姐米利安。
And his sister Miriam.
毁谤他。
Even they spoke against him.
以色列的领袖，一群的领袖起来拒绝他。
All the leaders of Israelites, they turn against him.
但是在苦难中间，摩西倚靠神。
But in this kind of trial, he trusted the Lord.
所以在他得拯救以后，有一件事情发生。
So after he was saved, something happened.
就在出埃及记里面，我们看见第十五章里面。
In the book of Exodus, chapter 15,
有这个摩西的歌。
There is a song of Moses.
这个摩西的歌是一个得拯救的歌。
This song of Moses is a song of redemption.
这个歌是颂赞那一位救他的主。
This song praises the one who saved him.
在启示录十五章里面。
In the book of Revelation, also chapter 15.
将来在天上有许多的人要唱摩西的歌。
So many, many people will sing the song of Moses in the new, in heaven.
还有羔羊的歌。
And also the song of the Lamb.
这样的心智带出这样的结果。
This kind of determination will bring such a result.
在这个心智的苦难的煎熬里面。
In this determination, we will have all these trials.
神还给我们有意象，有看见。
God will give us a vision.
摩西他看见什么异象？
What did Moses saw?
他看见在荆棘火焰里面向他显现的主。
He saw the Lord in the burning bush.
这个荆棘被烧的时候没有烧毁。
This bush, when it was burned, it was not consumed.
这个异象是他一生中间的异象。
So this vision lasted for a long time in his life.
他的信心虽屡次遭遇试探，
So even when his faith was being tested,
他能够永远不灰心，
He will not be discouraged.
因为他恒心忍耐，
Because he waited patiently.
因为他看见了那不能看见的主，
He saw the Lord that was invisible.
圣经中间荆棘代表什么呢？
So in the Bible, what does the burning bush represent?
荆棘代表人犯罪以后，人的生命不能结出果子。
That is, after we sin, we cannot bear fruit for the Lord.
完全是一种枉费。
All our life is in vain.
然后最终成为一个咒诅。
And our life became a curse.
荆棘跟吉利是亚当犯罪以后，神告诉他说地受咒诅。
All this bush is a curse after Adam's sin.
以色列人犯罪以后，神说那个荆棘跟吉利要长在你们的地上。
And after Adam's sin, God said all the land will have thistles.
甚至后来在以色列人中间，他们住的那个城中也有荆棘。
Even in the city where they live.
一些他们住的那个房子里面也有荆棘。
And the house where they live.
你说不可能呢？
You say it's not.
以赛亚书三十二章。
In book of Isaiah chapter 32.
十三节，你去看。
Verse 13.
神告诉我们，这个荆棘跟吉利是让我们犯罪以后一直随着我们的。
God said that after we sin, the thorn and thistles will follow us.
今天跟我们有什么关系呢？
So what does that have to do with us?
啊，耶稣他是一个最会讲故事的人。
Jesus used many parables.
所以他一讲故事都没有人睡觉呢。
So when he tells a story, no one will fall asleep.
他说有一个人出去撒种啊。
He said someone go and sow the seeds.
他说有一些种子就掉在地里。
And some of the seeds fall onto the ground.
就长出发芽成长。
And the seed start to grow.
但是没有结果，为什么？
But it did not become bear fruit. Why?
因为被荆棘挤住了。
Because it's all crowded by the thorns.
大家不明白，问耶稣说这什么原因？
So the disciples ask him, what was the reason?
耶稣说这荆棘是什么呢？
Jesus said, what is a thistle?
跟我注意听啊，这跟我们都有很大的关系。
Well, listen carefully. This has to do with us.
他说这一个荆棘是世上的思虑烦恼。
That is all the things that we think about in this world.
我们有思虑烦恼吗？
Do we have trouble?
如果那些是为了世界上的话，那是荆棘。
If that's because of the world, then they are all thorns and thistles.
如果是为了神的国，那不是。
If it's because of God's work, then they're not.
这个荆棘又是什么呢？耶稣说。
All the thistle is what else?
它是钱财的迷惑。
It's also the snares of the riches.
啊，并不是叫大家不要有钱。
It's not because I say you cannot be rich.
但是不能被迷惑。
But don't be tempted by it.
因为钱财是神用来祝福人的。
Because the riches are blessings from God.
但是我们没有一个心智要跟随主的时候。
But if we don't have the heart to follow God,
这些钱财就把我们挤住了。
And all these riches will crowd us.
使我们不能结果。
That we cannot bear fruit for the God.
使人不能得丰富的生命。
We cannot have abundant life.
在希伯来书第六章里面讲到。
In chapter 6 of Hebrews.
我们这个人就被废弃，像垃圾一样丢掉。
Then we all become
垃圾。
A rubbish.
Yeah.然后我们就近乎咒诅。
Then we became a curse.
就非常靠近是被咒诅的。
It's very close to become a curse.
结局就是焚烧，焚烧就全部整个烧掉了。
The ending is that the refuse is being burnt.
这个荆棘怎么除掉呢？
So how do we take away these thorns and thistles?
在新约里面讲到，只有主耶稣能够 除掉。
In the New Testament says that only Christ can take them away.
主耶稣讲到摩西的书。
And when Jesus talked about the books of Moses,
摩西讲到神是与人立约的神。
And Moses said God is the God of covenant.
他是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。
He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
耶稣说，这是在摩西的荆棘篇里面写的。
And Jesus said, this is the book in Moses' book, is the chapter on thistles.
为什么跟神立约，神与人立约，跟荆棘有关呢？
Why is this covenant has to do with thorns?
啊，我也不明白。
I don't understand.
但是我就想到。
But I thought about this.
耶稣基督在十字架上担当我们的罪。
When Jesus was crucified on the cross,
是一切的咒诅临到他自己的身上。
That he brought all the curse upon himself.
在《生命记》二十一章里面曾经讲过。
So in the book of Deuteronomy, it says.
他说被挂在木头上的人都是被咒诅的。
All those that were hanged on the cross are being cursed.
只有耶稣能够化咒诅而为祝福。
Only Jesus can turn the curse into a blessing.
耶稣基督被钉十字架上。
When he was crucified,
他的里衣外衣都剥光了。
Even his inner clothes and his outer clothes were being taken away.
我请问你，他还带着地上的什么东西？
So what else can he take?
很多人有没有想过？
Have you ever thought about that?
荆棘的冠冕。
He wore a crown of thorns.
我希望有些人会被叫醒啊。
Maybe some of you will.
因为你可能从来没有想过这个问题。
We never thought of this.
他能够带着整个人类的咒诅被咒诅，他被钉十字架。
He was crucified because he was cursed with the curse of all the sinful earth.
因为这个荆棘代表着人犯罪的时候，这个罪人不认罪。
These thorns are just like the sin that's refused to confess.
还把荆棘的冠冕戴在荣耀的主的头上。
And they even put this crown of thorn on him.
所以当他被钉在十字架上的时候，一无所有。
So he doesn't have anything when he was crucified.
戴着荆棘的冠冕。
But he had the crown of thorns.
因着这个冠冕，我们今天可以得到生命的冠冕。
Because of this, we can wear the crown of life.
这是我们应当受到感动我们的心智。
So this should move our hearts.
这个意象是你的意象吗？
Is this your vision?
你如果没有这个意象，你跟随主走不了太远。
If you don't have this vision, you will not follow Christ very far.
我不是说你以后会不信主。
I'm not saying that you will not be a believer.
我们一旦信主了，不会成为不信主的人。
Once you are a believer, you will always be a believer.
但是很多的人就停留在他原来的地步，没有再继续长进，没有再继续跟随主。
But many of us are staying in the same place, and we have not grown.
我们要行动来表现。
We should show with our action.
这个是。行动是一个顺服的行动。
So this action that we take is obedient.
摩西他的顺服是怎么顺服呢？
So how was Moses being obedient?
神叫他杀羔羊。
When God want him to kill a lamb.
要他涂在门框门楣上面。
Tell them to put the blood on the door.
不仅他一个人做。
Not only him.
他还要吩咐其他人都去做这件事。
He also tell the other people to do the same thing.
这样的事从来没有人做过。
This is something never have been done before.
神要救就救，为什么要涂羔羊的血？
Well, God can save. Why do we have to do this?
但是这就是真正耶稣基督要成为我们的羔羊。
But that's because Jesus is the Lamb.
他在摩西杀了第一只羔羊以后，1500年后，耶稣基督成为代罪的羔羊，为我们死在哥哥他。
So when Moses he killed the lamb 1500 years before Christ, and yet Christ at his time he became the lamb that paid for our sin.
如果摩西 不肯顺服，这个预表就不能成就。
If Moses did not obey God, then this prophecy will not be come true.
最后，在这个行动的时候，我们看见一个神迹。
So in this action, in this move, we also see a miracle.
这个在这里记载以色列人过红海的神迹。
That is the miracle of parting the waters for the Israelites to go through the Red Sea.
他说以色列人经过红海的时候，好像走的干地一样，旱地。
The book says, the Bible says, when the Israelites went, when they crossed the Red Sea, they were walking on dry ground.
但是埃及人试着去走的时候，什么结果？
But when the Egyptians tried to do the same thing,
全部都被吞灭了。
They were drowned.
这一个神迹，今天有很多人说，当时根本就是很浅的水。
So many people say, oh, that's not a miracle, just because the water is actually very shallow.
但是不会。那么快，所有的以色列人全部得救，所有的埃及人全部被淹死。
But how come all the Israelites were all crossed the Red Sea and yet the Egyptians were drowned?
所有信主蒙恩的人都能够在耶稣基督里面得救。
All the people that believe Jesus Christ will be saved.
所有不信的人就被淹没了。
All those that do not believe will perish.
啊，我们信主以后受洗是这样的一个见证。
So when we are baptized and being saved, this is our witness.
保罗在哥林多前书第十章的时候写到这样。
In the book of First Corinthians chapter 10, Paul says.
他说这个红海的经历是什么？
What is this experience of crossing the Red Sea?
他说这些人在红海里面受洗。
They were baptized in the Red Sea.
他说归了摩西。
Because of Moses.
他归的摩西是跟随了摩西一起往前。
They followed Moses and walked forward.
今天我们受洗乃是跟随耶稣，归了耶稣。
So today, when we are baptized, we follow Jesus and we follow him and go into him.
你晓得神没有亏待他的仆人。
You know, God will not forsake his servants.
摩西因为犯罪不能进入迦南地。
Moses, he cannot go into Canaan.
我们也想今天主日学的时候听见、大家在讲
这样的一个故事。So in the Sunday school we talk about this story.
他说中国有许多的皇帝。
There are so many kings in China.
啊，当他们起来德国的时候。
So when they found their kingdom.
有许多的人帮助他们成为他的功臣。
Many, many people helped them.
但是攻城以后，他们就诛杀这些攻城。
But once they founded their kingdom, they killed all the people that helped them.
是不是摩西做完了所有的事也被杀呢？
Is it true that Moses is one of the people like that?
是我们的神也是这样吗？
And our God just want to forsake him like that?
我们看见摩西求神说：“让我过去。”
Moses he pleaded to God, "Please let me go into Canaan."
神说：“你不能。”
God said no.
因为有一个预表。
Because there is this symbol.
在这个旧约律法下面，没有一个人能够称义。
There is not one person that can be called righteous.
但是神却亲手埋葬了摩西。
But God, he buried Moses.
神亲自的主持这个葬礼。
He officiated this funeral.
而且不仅仅是如此。
Not only that.
在新约的恩典的时代。
In the New Testament, the age of grace.
我们看见摩西进到迦南地。
We see that Moses actually was in Canaan.
他在变化山上。
In the mountain when he was transfigured, when Jesus was transfigured.
当彼得、雅各、约翰跟耶稣在一起的时候。
When Peter, John, and James were with Jesus.
他看见摩西跟以利亚。
They saw Moses and Elijah.
他们在那里。谈论主要去世以后的事。
And they were talking about how Jesus after his death.
我相信摩西那时候非常的快乐。
I believe Moses was very, very happy.
因为神说他是在我的家里面全家敬忠的。
Because God said, you are the faithful servant of my house.
那最近我看了一个传记，我心里面非常受感动。
Recently I read this autobiography and I was very moved.
就是施达德的见证。
This man called Stud.
他是一位很有前途的青年。
He's a very, very promising young person.
他是中国有名的剑桥七杰中间最杰出的一位。
He's the famous seven of Cambridge.
在他七十年的岁月中
，He only lived 70 years.
为中国福音的广传，他忍受了许多的苦难。
He suffered a lot for the preaching the gospel in China.
他与疾病、贫穷、批评征战。
He lived in sickness, poverty, and also suffering.
他经常被人讽刺和辱骂。
And he was criticized and put down by many people.
1860年，他生在英国。
He was born in 1860.
非常富有的家庭。
He's born in a very rich family.
他气质非常高尚。
He's very noble character.
外表也很英俊。
He's very handsome.
心里很善良。
And he's very kind-hearted.
他十九岁的时候就进入剑桥三一学院。
He entered into Trinity College in Cambridge when he was 19.
23岁的时候成为家喻户晓的人物。
When he was 23, he was already a very famous person.
因为他是一个板球的名将。
Because he's a very good player of a cricket.
几年之内，他都是做。当时英国全英板球的第一把交椅。
So he is the MVP player of the cricket, the sport.
他24岁的时候听见有一次的见证。
And when he was 24, he heard this testimony.
就是在英国欢送内地会的一位传道人。
In a farewell party for this missionary of OMF.
Yeah, John McCarthy, 他再度回到中国传道。
So, John McCarthy, he was returning to a mission in China.
那天在唱诗歌的时候。
So when they were singing that day,
他大受感动。
He was deeply moved.
他讲到的那个诗歌是耶稣领我。
The song is called He Leadeth Me.
这首诗歌，如果你唱的时候，你也会因着爱主的缘故流下眼泪。
Even this song, when you sing, you might be moved to tears.
决定他的一生要奉献给
到中国。So he decided to give his life to God.
当他的母亲听见的时候，心里面都碎掉。
When his mother heard this, she was really heartbroken.
因为在中国是非常危险。
Because it's so dangerous to go to China at that time.
不接受外国人的。
And she knows that they really reject the foreigners.
但是他好像听见一个声音这样告诉他。
But she heard this voice.
你求我，我就将列国赐你为田产。
You ask me, and I will give all the world this inheritance to you.
列国可以做他的产业。
All the nations can be your inheritance.
而且地极成为你的田产。
Even the world's end can be your possession.
他二十五岁那年就自身的来到中国的重庆。
So when he was 25, he went to Chongqing.
他风尘仆仆。
So he traveled very tirelessly.
不远千里，就是要把福音传给中国。
He wanted to be a missionary in China.
二十七岁的时候，有一笔遗产。
So when he was 27, he inherited some money.
那时候是非常多的遗产，叫29,000英镑。
So at that time is 29,000 English pound.
他学习舍弃，他把他全部都奉献掉。
So he gave that all up.
后来他跟 Priscilla 结婚。
When he married his wife Priscilla.
他又发现还有一笔3000多块钱的款项。
He found that he still has more than 3,000 pounds.
他把它送给他的太太做礼物。
He wanted to give as a gift to his wife.
但是他们两个人同受感动，又把这笔钱全部捐掉。
And yet she was moved to also give this money to the mission.
捐给救世军。
They gave it to a Salvation Army.
没有提他们的名字。
Even anonymously.
结婚以后，他们为了抢救灵魂。
So after they were married.
他们深入中国。
They went to China.
他们在中国龙岗府开荒传道。
In this village called Longgang, and they start a mission.
他们住的地方是鬼屋。
They lived in a haunted house.
没有人要住的。
And no one wanted to live there.
四壁萧条。
And not much furniture.
他们穿着农民的衣服。
They just wear what the villagers wear.
五年的时间在那困苦的。
After 5 years.
传道。
They were suffering, but they preached the gospel.
后来五年后，他们又生下了五个孩子。
And they had 5 children in 5 years.
第一个。
And the first one.
很高兴是女孩。
It's a girl.
那是最后一个。
And the last one.
一个男孩。
It's a boy.
一生下来就夭折。
he died when he was born.
你还服侍不服侍？
Can you go on serving?
但是他们夫妇两个人仍然继续服侍，直到他们病危。
But this couple served even until when they were very, very sick.
才依依不舍地离开中国。
Then they left China unwillingly.
他们稍微休息了一下。
So they rested for a while.
他们没有办法恢复他们的健康。
They cannot fully recover.
义和团又不准宣教士回到中国。
And the Boxer Revolution was spreading.
他们到印度去传道。
So they went to India.
在那边很身体上面受了很大的这个压迫，在那里传道。
They were really suffering because of their health.
六年带了许多的人信主。
But in 6 years, they brought many people to Christ.
后来为了子女，他们回到英国暂时。
So temporarily, they returned to England because of the education for their children.
在1910年的时候。
So in 1910.
在他50岁的时候。
When he was 50.
他再度蒙召。
Once again, he was called.
带着疲乏的身体。
Even when he's very tired.
撇下体弱多病的妻子。
Again, his wife was sick, but he went anyway.
进到非洲蛮荒的地方去自身传道。
He went to Africa and preached the gospel.
15年后。
After 15 years.
他妻子得到医治。
His wife was healed.
是神医治他。
God healed her.
让她有两个礼拜的时间到非洲去看她的丈夫。
So she can go and visit her husband in 2 weeks.
但是两周后，她身体又不行了。
But after 2 weeks, she was sick again.
她就回到英国。
And she returned to England.
施达德在非洲工作二十年。
But Mr. Studd, he worked in Africa for 20 years.
在他病重的时候不能行走。
When he was very, very sick, he couldn't even move.
他在床上最后唱完哈利路亚。
He sang hallelujah in his deathbed.
就洗脑归主了。
Then he rested his labor.
这是忠心的侍奉。
This is a very faithful servant of God.
不是他可以做。
Not that he can do it.
靠着圣灵，我们每一个人应当有这样的心智。
With the help of the Holy Spirit, we should have this heart.
主耶稣说：“我曾舍命为你。”
Jesus said, "I left my life for you."
你舍何事为我？
What did you leave for me?
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣。
Dear Lord.
看见你在十字架上。
We see that you were on the cross.
血跟汗一起流下来。
Sweat and also.Your blood flowed down.
荆棘刺透了你的额。
The thorn has crushed your head.
我们的咒诅被赦免。
Our curse was being forgiven.
所有我们的罪都被除去了。
Our sins were taken away.
主，你赦免我们。
Lord, you have forgiven us.
你带领我们。
And you have led us.
让我们成为一个忠心侍奉你的人。
Help us to be a faithful servant of yours.
你曾舍命为我。
You have given your life for us.
我舍何事为你。
What did we give for you?
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
继续。